Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our ungeeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank.
And today we will be discussing one of the best toys ever created, Legos.
Legos.
Lego my Lego. Okay.
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 Let's talk business here. So
let's get down to business.
Do you remember your first Lego experience?
Yes, I do.
Ooh.
Before I said that, I almost said, yes, I do, Frank. But the part of my brain just went, is his name Frank? And didn't say it.
Which friend is this sign too popular?
Yeah, that's the reason. I do remember my first Lego experience. I mean, when you ask that question, do you mean like the first Lego that I got?
First Lego experience.
First Lego experience, I was, I'm going to see, how old are you in, how are you in kindergarten?
Five.
I was five. And they were in a big box.
Mm.
They were in a very big box. They were in a Christmas box. And so it was just playtime. And I mean, I'm not going to say it was like the most magical time of my life at the very moment.
Wasn't bad.
No, it was great. But you're still like trying to piece together. One, all of this. That was not intentional. We're just trying to piece together, you know, like what these things are and
right.
What you do with them and blah, blah, blah. And of course, these are way before, way before the days of, instructional Legos, like build the spaceship. Well, not way before. That's not true.
No, but
before I knew those things existed.
Right. And it's back when, now it's called Lego Freestyle, but that's all there was.
Yeah. You had to make it up with your brain.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Like a person.
Like at the end of the Lego movie when it's all that.
That's why that movie's genius. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. But I remember having like Lego Freestyle, as it's now called. Yeah. I remember having those and just playing with them a lot and having a blast. I remember being a little kid and having like the giant versions of them, right? Like the ones that are like a foot by 1 foot, like the really big Legos when you're like two or three.
Yeah, because they can't swallow.
So you can't swallow.
Because you can't swallow the ones that are foot.
Right.
Because you're only 2 feet. Yeah. Right.
I remember I had a big bucket of those at one point. It came like they sold it as a bucket, which itself was shaped like a giant Lego block, which was fun.
I have two of those in my classroom
nice,
right now.
Nice. Yeah. So you know what I'm talking about. I remember this bucket was purple.
Mine are red and blue, but okay. Yeah, I remember what you're talking about. Purple.
Yeah, it was purple.
Some Mace Windu lightsaber stuff going on over there. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was purple.
I had original lightsaber color Legos.
That's right. The Legos inside were all kinds of colors, but the bucket itself was purple.
Okay.
And I just went crazy. I went crazy with that stuff. Just building all kinds of different creations. But what really made the difference for me was, I think I was in third grade. So how old are you in third grade? Like,
eight? How are you in first grade?
Six. Seven, eight. So yeah. Eight. I was eight.
See the way I was asking you a question because I didn't know.
Yeah.
So I asked you a question.
So let's build on that knowledge.
Yeah. Oh.
Build. So I I was eight and Legos got really popular that year for some reason. And by this time they were starting to sell like kits that were you know, given instructions, but they were not all licensed. So it was just like Lego creation, kind of generic.
Make a castle.
Make a castle. Spaceship. Make a, yeah, right. Make a dune buggy. Make this, make that. And they had their own.
Make a dune buggy?
Yeah, it was a dune buggy.
That's okay. Yeah. I don't know what kids like. Can't wait to get home and make my dune buggy.
Well, because it was supposed to be like Indiana Jones, but they didn't call it Indiana Jones.
Oh,
they had another name for it.
Okay, okay, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I see. So but it was the man with the brown fedora, but it was not Indiana Jones. Okay.
Correct. They had a whole, they had these names for these characters and these like, you know, kind of franchises within Lego that were, you know, like this is basically Star Trek. This is basically Indiana Jones, but you know, mm-hmm. without copyright infringement, and without licensing agreements yet. But there were some.
Those days would come.
Yeah. But there were some. There were some. I remember Star Wars Legos were probably starting around this time.
I would like to talk about those if I may.
Yes, you may.
Okay. You can finish your story first.
Well, just to say that Christmas when I was in third grade, a friend of mine told me, like, there's a catalog that just sells Legos.
Oh, my God. I'm excited now.
Yeah.
Like, there are whole stores that just sell Legos, and I'm excited about the catalog.
And I was like, you mean it's like a magazine, and it just had Legos in it? And he was like, yep. So I was like, Mom,
it's the conversations that eighth grade a magazine of Legos.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. You could tell I didn't have the internet yet.
Yeah.
So I was like, Mom, can I get the Lego catalog? And she was like, sure, it's free. Whatever. That's fine. Like, yeah, okay.
I don't have to buy you anything from the catalog. Yeah.
Well, but so then Christmas came along.
She thought.
Right. Yeah. Christmas came along, and all I wanted were Legos at Christmas. I just wanted like every Lego set under the sun.
They were expensive even then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They were. Yeah. Not like they are now because they weren't licensed, but still pretty, you know, mm-hmm. there were some that were definitely like, oh, I know I can't ask for that one. That's too much money. But mm-hmm. there were some that I was like, I want the spaceship, and I want the cool car that looks kind of like an X-Wing, and it's definitely not a coincidence.
Like, yep, I know what you're talking about. Yep.
It was red with the black highlights.
Yep, I know what you're talking about.
So, yeah, like I wanted all the, you know, like the space shuttle that had the little panel on it with the buttons that made the sounds and the launching pad and everything all built in. Yeah. Oh, I got all those for Christmas and my birthday, which are only a few days apart. So mm-hmm. that was the best. That's still one of my favorite Christmases ever. Maybe my favorite Christmas, possibly my favorite Christmas ever. Just such a great Christmas and birthday with just in terms of like the presents, like being at that age when that's what mattered.
Yep.
Like that. Oh, that was still, I reminisce about that.
And
I'm still thinking about it. And that catalog, I was subscribed to that for a long time, mm-hmm. even a couple of years after that. And eventually I was like, I guess I'm too old for this stuff now, but sorry. Mm-hmm. No,
that's fine. It was a nice segue actually, because, I can't remember if it was Christmas or birthday. I'm almost positive it was Christmas. But I also had a Lego Christmas.
Hmm.
Probably about the same time that you had your Lego Christmas. Because it was when Star Wars Legos came out. And actually, this is, there were I can track when and how I got into Star Wars and that, like, that growth of my love of Star Wars. And I attribute the Legos very highly to that because I had the Legos maybe a little bit before I was a huge Star Wars fan. And so, but I remember I got a B-Wing, which I didn't even know what that was. I didn't know what movie it came from. Return of the Jedi, for the record.
Yep.
It's awesome. Spinny cockpit. But I got that. I got an X-Wing, which was awesome. And then it kind of like built and built and built. From that, built. I'm sorry. I'm not intentionally doing these things. But I'll continue to break my story down. It just kind of exponentially grew from there.
Yeah.
And I got, what was the Sith Interceptor?
Oh.
Which was awesome. Came with the Darth Maul.
Hmm.
I think that was my only one from episode 1 though, for good reason. I never had any of the pod racers because even then I was like, nope, that's stupid. Nope, not doing it. But I did have, which I wish I still did, the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yes. You told me that you had this.
I did have the Millennium Falcon, they, of course, since reissued and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. And now there have been a few, actually.
Different versions.
Different sizes, different scale. Yeah.
It was one of the last ones that I built. Okay. And I remember, that's at that age, I think, before I like took a break, I would guess I'd call it from Legos, you know, years and years and years and years and years. Makes it sound like I have like a gazillion Legos in my house, which I don't. It took forever. Took forever to build it just because it was like page after page after page after page after page.
Right.
Of all, but it was totally worth it. It was awesome. And it's funny because I love building them. I hate breaking them down. So once I build them, I want to leave them. Right. I don't ever want to change them into something else.
Right.
Because I'm a creative person, but there's something about the directions that I'm like, no, that's how you make it.
That's, you know, for me, what it basically, so when I was a little kid, like a toddler, mm-hmm. I enjoyed the fun of like the creation of it and just sort of like putting this is a castle. I decided it's a castle, even though it looks nothing like a castle.
Well, I mean, there's a freedom over like Lincoln Logs, which I did have growing up. Like, look, it's a cabin.
Mm-hmm. It's a different cabin.
Let's make another cabin, which I love Lincoln Logs. I had a bunch of them growing up. That was really my first like love of building these, but maybe that's what did it because you could only build a cabin.
So I think for me, what it is, kids growing up, say in like our parents' generation, so like in the 50s and 60s, they had like model kits. And they still sell those today, but they were a lot more popular, I feel like, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, where it's like, I'm going to build a model of like the space shuttle or of like the, you know, Saturn V rocket or of a Corvette or whatever.
Or a 56 Chevy Bel Air or whatever. You know,
like you had like the thing, the model, and it was like the, just the raw pieces, and you had to glue them together, and then you had to paint it and put the decals on it. Yeah. But I think Legos are, because of all these licensing deals they have now, especially, it's become that. It's like, instead of building a model of the Millennium Falcon, you put together the pieces. And yeah, it's not as good looking a model of the Millennium Falcon as a model kit. Yeah. But you get that same or similar like amount of satisfaction out of just putting the pieces together and following the directions, and now look, I made a Millennium Falcon.
Yep.
I agree. That same end product.
I could follow directions. Yeah. Well, that's what we touched on it very, very briefly earlier, but that's where the genius of the Lego movie really comes into play. Yes. The movie, which like, it's a movie made by Lego. It's not like, it's not somebody like being over, like some like hidden message somewhere else where they're like, no, Lego wants you to be creative with their like, Lego knows what they've done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have created a generation of Lego builders that can only follow the directions. And that also goes into the education system and blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to talk about that. You know what I mean? TV and, video games and blah, blah, blah. But the idea of just buying like a bucket of Legos that you just build on your own, it's really hard to get those now.
I was gonna say, it's hard to even find that.
Yeah,
I don't know if you can do that without going to the Lego store.
I can't walk into a Toys R Us and buy like a bucket of Legos anymore.
I don't think you can. I mean, maybe
buy a bucket of Mega Bloks.
Yeah, well, Mega Bloks is a different,
which is not the same.
No,
they do not go together.
Mm-mm.
That's all I'm going to say about Lego Blocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Also, you have something to say.
I remember when I was a kid, I think you could actually like...
You could interchange them.
I think they fit. They don't fit as well, but they all... Like, you could... I had like maybe one set of Mega Blocks that somebody gave me because they were like, oh, he likes Legos. These are like Legos.
No, you're wrong.
Wrong. But I think I had dumped them in my giant bucket of Legos, and I think that they kind of
go together, but you could tell something like one of these things is not like the other.
They have a different finish, like a matte finish instead of a glossy finish.
Yeah, right,
like,
right.
They don't fit quite.
No, they're just and no. It's a different company. Good reason for doing that. Yeah,
maybe today they don't fit it at all anymore. I don't know, but yeah.
So.
But they're not as fun. as Legos.
No, and some of that maybe is the trademarking that Lego has gotten over the years. But again. It's funny because if you go into a store with the Lego, the whole movie is about like being creative and you don't have to follow directions to have a good time. You can still be creative on your own and create these own things and blah, 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 blah. And then what does Lego do? They make like the creations, like the like creative creations that the movie makes. You can like go and follow the directions and build those.
Yeah. And it's so, a set. Yeah.
Yeah. It's genius. It's genius marketing. Mm-hmm. It's like, bravo to them. Like, really. Not only did it get people excited about Legos all over again, remember, it had everybody remembering about their Legos. I went out and bought Legos after that movie.
Yeah.
We did it together.
We did.
If I remember correctly.
We did. You found like $5 Lego sets at the checkout at Target.
It's awesome. I bought Batman Batmobiles built them.
Mm-hmm. 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 You bought a couple of those and like a mini Millennium Falcon. And
I got that one for you. I never built that one myself. Okay. Yeah.
And we just sat.
Was my gift to you after that great night.
That's right. Yeah. And we just sat dinner. In your living room and ate dinner and watched the Lego movie and built Legos.
Yeah, which was awesome. Yeah.
Two grown men. Sipping beer and building Legos.
Yeah, but we had the beer. It was important. Right. Important. No, but I went out and got, I think, you know, I remember. We were in Target,
mm-hmm.
and the Lex Luthor Lego thing was on sale.
So I picked it up.
And so you picked it up and you were like, I've wanted to do this for a long time. I'm glad that I'm finally doing this.
Yeah.
My girlfriend is away. Mm-hmm. I'm going to build Legos. Because that was what that was. Yeah, that's right.
My girlfriend was away for like the week. I don't remember where she was, but she was away. And so I was just like, I have more free time this week.
She was literally gone a day and we went to Target and bought toys.
Yep.
Like that was and put on masks and took a picture. Masks. Yeah. Yep. Just like, yeah, we're great influence on each other. Yeah. I was gone one day. Yeah. But I didn't buy anything at that time. I remember I waited and waited and I waited because I was like, I will know what I want to buy when I see it. Right. And I found it. I bought a Captain America, like Hydra Red Skull, like tank thing. And Captain America comes on a little motorcycle and now it's sitting on my piano.
And I'm looking at it right now.
Are you? I can't see it. The wall is in my way. Yes. In case you were listening, we are recording in my home.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. But it's the kind of thing that it's still fun and still enjoyable. At this age, in our 20s, it's still fun and enjoyable.
Do you think we could break those down and the sets that I have over there, the little Batmobile and Captain America, whatever else. If we broke those down, do you think we could come up with something super cool out of those and be satisfied with it as adults?
I think we probably could. Mm-hmm. So that's the brilliant thing about these is that I was going to say this before when you were talking about the movie. They've built over the last couple of decades, they've created this generation, like you said, of Lego builders who just follow the rules and don't really play with them as much. And like little kids, like I said, probably do that where they just kind of fool around with them and build whatever they want to build in their imagination. But you reach a certain age of like 7 or 8 or something. And all you want to do is just like, oh, okay, I want to build this. I want to build that. As if the only way to do it is by following the instructions.
Right.
But what they've done is the great thing about those pieces and kind of the message of the Lego movie in a way was, listen, yeah, you can follow the rules or whatever, but like, guess what? The pieces from that set and the pieces from that set are interchangeable and they fit each other. So like, you can take whatever, like you could literally just take apart, I could take apart my Lex Luthor thing, you could take apart your Captain America thing and dump them in one big bucket and we'll build something. Like, we can build something.
We can build something awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the pieces are all interchangeable. And like, that goes for every Lego set since the beginning of Lego.
Yep.
That's the brilliant thing about it. So.
Great metaphor for life you have there.
Yeah. The building blocks of life, if you will. Mm-hmm. But it's that's the brilliant thing about it. So if you feel so compelled, you can do that. And you'll probably build something pretty good if you have a good imagination and a knack for it and some time to figure it out and see how the pieces all fit. That's what's so fun about it and so challenging about it is that it can be sort of a straightforward. For me, actually, building Legos is a nice way to relax. It kind of just like I get absorbed in it and I stop thinking about whatever, you know, long day at work, whatever, come home. And that day when we built Legos while watching the Lego movie, I didn't have a care in the world for that hour that we were doing that, you know?
Right.
It's a great way to kind of de-stress, focus on something other than whatever your problems are. And it's a nice, just de-stressor for me. It's a great way of doing that. That's why I like it now as an adult, different than when I was a kid. Because when I was a kid, I wanted to build them and then play with them and, you know, like have the little
right. You want to build a little spaceship or a car, this or that. And you want to like
play, exactly.
Put it all. Yeah, 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 yeah.
And
yeah.
I did that all the time as a kid. But now it's like I want to build it and put it up on my shelf and have it sit there on my shelf, which is why I don't do it often. I've only
you have limited shelf room,
limited shelf space. Don't want to. I also
you don't
am very,
want a lot of Legos in your home
no,
as an adult.
I don't
want
to be that guy. You know, I enjoy doing it, but so actually, this is a good segue into. I want to give a shout out to a great service that I found out about.
Oh yeah, I keep meaning to try this. Actually,
it's fun.
Yeah,
it's called.
I have time.
It's called Play, P-L-E-Y, play.com. And what they do is they rent you. They're like the Netflix of Legos. They rent you a Lego set a month. Not even one a month. It's I think it's as you send them back, you get the next one. So you build up your queue of Lego sets that you want, and they have them there for you to rent. You can see what they have. You build up your queue, and then they just mail you the first one. You put it together, you take it apart, and you just mail it back, and do the next one that's in your queue. It's fun. It for me as enjoying the just like the de-stressing aspect of it. It's really great. There's different price tiers, so you can do like the cheapest tier, and you can only do the simple sets, all the way up to like a more expensive tier where you can do like the Millennium Falcons and stuff like that. I really enjoyed it. I did it for a short while. There's a free trial if you want to just try it out. You know, just cancel it before the 1 month is up, and you won't get charged. But it's great. It's really great. And the really nice thing is that you can also, even if you don't want to, you know, pay and play with the sets, you can just mail them your old Lego sets, just break them down and mail them to them, and they'll donate them to kids who don't have toys.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I think that's great.
That's great.
It's great. It's the toy. They don't go to, like, become part of the rotation for Play. They go to kids in need, which is awesome.
That's cool.
Yeah.
What a great, that, I mean, I like the whole idea, but I really like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's really cool. It's really fun. I recommend checking it out. It was worth, I think, kind of plugging it here because I think it's a really fun thing, something that I really would really enjoy.
And it's great. I mean, like I said before, Legos are really expensive, like particularly the larger sets. You're talking upwards of $100 a lot of the time.
Yes.
I think like
the really good
average
ones,
is like $50 to $70.
Expensive.
It's an expensive toy.
Yeah.
And I mean, sure, you can argue that, yeah, you could, you know, build, you know, break them down and then build something new and blah, blah, blah. But with this whole thing about just following the directions, it's hard.
Yeah. I mean, you can find like small ones for like $5 or like medium sized ones from anywhere from $15 to $30. But right. Like the really fun, desirable ones, the more complex and challenging ones, yeah, tend to be 50 and up. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, even into the hundreds.
Yeah.
The Millennium Falcon now is like $200 or $300, I think.
So I did see
like you could buy an iPhone for that price. Like it's ridiculous.
Considering the difference in what you're getting and blah blah blah. I did see a probably about half size R2-D2 one.
Oh wow.
Which I didn't know you could do. That's cool. And yeah. I actually always enjoy seeing like the super large creations, like you go and you see like a giant Superman.
Oh yeah,
something like
they
that.
They usually have those at the Lego stores.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not so much smaller ones in the malls or anything like that. But like
yeah.
Oh, those are just so cool.
The big one in
those.
New York City. I picture of myself next to the giant like 8-foot Chewbacca.
Oh, I think I was with
no,
you
weren't with me.
No, I've seen it.
You've seen it. You've seen it. Yeah.
I've seen you.
I've seen you.
And so. I don't know. If you're this is my public service message. If you're an adult like your Uncle Tim and you're debating like I'm too old for that. No, you're not. Mm. Like that's the point. Like have fun, be creative, go and do something like with your brain that way.
Yeah.
Cuz you can argue like some people are like I'm creative at work. It's still work. It's
right.
It's a different kind of creative. I'm creative at work too. But it's a different kind of creative. It's just not the same. Go and be creative somewhere else. Go and do that. It'll make you feel better. And you can argue up and down, but however you want. I'm not a creative person. That's bull. Everybody's creative in their own way. Even if you are a number cruncher or anything like that, you can still find a way to be creative. And I think Lego is a really good way to do that because just build. See what happens. It's almost like doodling without looking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just try it. See what happens.
I mean, it's such an easy way, really an easy way to be creative, to have fun. It's like doing a puzzle. It's like doing a crossword puzzle or something like that. I think it is the same kind of mental challenge.
Agreed.
As doing one of those puzzles.
Actually, that's a great, like, puzzles, like, you can do it as an adult and no one bats an eye. Yeah. So what's the difference with
people
Lego?
Buy entire books of crossword puzzles and Sudoku and all that kind of stuff. I really honestly see Legos as the same
thing. It's comparable. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's awesome. I never thought about it that way. It makes me feel even better about having
it's
Legos.
It's like a jigsaw puzzle for me.
For those of you in the corporate world or anywhere where you have people working with you or under you, I do offer this idea with Legos. I have used this in the past for different things. If you have those buckets, okay, you can give a bucket to two different groups that you have to split up. This is for communication and teamwork. And you tell the group you have 15 minutes, build the largest, best castle you can. And it's very interesting to watch group dynamics this way. This is the point is, does everybody have a job? Is everybody doing what they're supposed to be doing? Is everybody on task? When they're done with their job, what do they do when they're done? Do they help somebody else, or do they just sit there twiddling their thumbs, or do they distract people? Can they actually make a castle, or do they make a skyscraper? This is what I found is really funny. There's always one group that makes a skyscraper and one group that makes a castle, and it never ever fails. I've done this like a dozen times, and it's always the same.
That's
one makes a skyscraper, one makes a castle. Like, what is it about one group that you are incapable of making a castle? Like, what is it? Because every time they see the other groups, because they're pretty much hidden away on either opposite ends of the room and blah, blah, blah. They're hidden, like, you don't see the other person. So why is this a challenge for you? Why can't you make it a skyscraper? And they're like, well, I've had adults are like, well, skyscrapers are the modern castles. No. No, skyscraper. Yeah. You're not wrong in your way. Castles help defend people from, you know, outside invaders and barbarians, blah, blah, blah. Skyscrapers are where malls are and offices. They do not offer defense in a city.
No.
Like, they're on the inside of the city. The bridges are the thing that defends people. And so So I do offer that. If you're ever in, like, you need a team building exercise, because
that sounds like a really good team building, like corporate.
Even the adults are like, ooh, Legos. Just like what we talked about. Legos. I get to play with Legos.
And that is a puzzle. When you do it that way, that really is a puzzle. Like, just see how these pieces will fit together. That's literally what a puzzle is. Yeah.
Yeah. And the Legos and the people. Because if you need to test, if you really need to test people in your team, in your group, under pressure, 15 minutes, build me a castle.
I imagine that's also a really good psychological experiment to kind of see, like, who's, like, the alpha of the pack and who steps out and says, like, okay, I'm the leader, I'm going to design it, here's what we're going to do, like, and who kind of hangs back, who ends up being, like, the builder carrying out what the one person says to do, like.
Well, that's a great exercise in what it's called, I think it's called mind think or team think or something like that, where it's like, even though the alpha male or the alpha female,
I guess,
leader steps forward and says, like, let's do this. And you see people nodding their heads like, That doesn't mean that they agree with that person. Mm-hmm. They're just not stepping forward.
Right.
So just because that person says, we should do this, that doesn't mean it's the best idea.
Right.
It just means that they were the loudest one.
Right.
So if you don't think it's a good idea, speak up. Yeah, absolutely. Starting a weird episode, reminisce, like, gives us a psychology episode of Beer with Geeks.
We're talking to Dr. Frank Randlings here on the line.
Ooh. Hi, Dr. Frank Ramblings. I was wondering, how do you end this episode?
Well, caller, I'd like to tell everyone that they can send us an email at beerwithgeeks@gmail.com or tweet at us at beerwithgeeks, and I'd be happy to read their thoughts and respond to them on the air. Or they can leave us a review on iTunes. We're also on Stitcher Radio, so that's also an option.
That's excellent.
I hope that's helpful.
That's just what I needed to hear. Thank you.
Well, I've been Dr. Frank Ramblings.
And I've been weirded out by Dr. Frank Ramblings. Cheers.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.